888-663-6386, email patrick@oneradionetwork.com. It is August 9th, 2018, and now we're going to have some fun with Andreas Wecker.
From the Hill Country in Texas, this is OneRadioNetwork.com.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is OneRadioNetwork.com. The telephone number is 888-663-6386. Email patrick@OneRadioNetwork.com. Here's your host, Patrick Timpone.
Okay, here we are, hour two of our little show. On OneRadioNetwork.com, we're broadcasting live every morning, 9 to 11, well, weekday mornings, 9 to 11 o'clock, sometimes longer. Wednesdays, we do our show on money, and there's probably 800 or so shows with Andrew Goss. No, not that many. What am I thinking? Whatever, 10 years worth. Anyway, we have over 2,500, probably 2,700 podcasts. They're all available at no charge to you anywhere in the world to download or just listen on your computer. Download, actually burn CDs and play them in your car. I don't even think people need to do that anymore. They just know how to somehow do it on their phone. I don't know how to do that stuff. But anyway, so everything is by a donation on our site. People donate and support us, and then they purchase products that we are very careful of, the products that we promote. We know the source of all of the products, know the people. Not only know the source, we know the people, then we know the people that know the source, where they get the product and how they make it. So, and that's what we do, and we get a commission on different things that we promote. And so it's been working for 10 years, so we're going to keep going for a while until we get tired of doing it. Next up is a fellow that we are promoting his products, and we have for a while, and they're in our store, and they're just amazing. And they are these Andreas oils, Andreas Wecker. Is that how you say your last name, Andreas? Is it Wecker? Wecker? Wecker?
Wecker.
Wecker. Wecker.
Yeah, it's actually, when you translate it in English, it's alarm clock.
It's
a word for alarm clock, yeah. That's the funny part.
Alarm clock. Andreas, yeah. You are a former gold medal winner, right?
Yes, I won gold in Atlanta on high bar. I'm a gymnast.
And what year was that?
96. So it's a couple years ago.
I'm getting a little feedback on the sound. Can I get you closer to? I'm hearing myself or something like that. It's kind of a little feedback. I'm getting a little feedback loop a little bit.
Is that better?
Yeah. That sounds better. Yeah.
I just make a little bit.
So you did the high bar in 96, and...
I did all round, but I won high bar.
Well, yeah, a gold medal for high bar. From Germany? Germany?
Yes, for Germany. So I was in 4 Olympics, won 5 medals.
I'm sorry, yeah. Say that again.
I said I was in actually 4 Olympics, four. Won 5 medals in total five in the medals, Olympics. Yeah. Yeah.
So the story is then that while you were doing this, Andreas... You took a lot of drugs and stuff and steroids, or?
No, what I took mainly was painkiller.
Oh.
Because gymnastics is very strong, goes very hard on your body. And you start automatically after a couple of years when you want to be good, you want to train, you know, you want to stay out of pain.
Yeah.
To train hard. Because pain is causing a lot of problems, you get tired. You're very focused on your pain instead on what you want to do. So, and you start automatically. The last 14 years, so I can say when I was 19, 20, I started with a painkiller. Wow. On a daily basis.
Really? Yeah. So at that age, Andreas, that high bar, that the stamina and the whatever that you need, you began having pain at that early age.
Oh, you got started much earlier.
Wow. Really?
I started with 6, actually, when I was 6 years old. Started with gymnastics, and then I started with the first painkiller, I think I was 14.
My goodness.
Yeah, so I was not on a daily basis, you know, but for competition, always, suck, quick, painkiller.
And what kind of damage did you find after all those years that they did to your body?
It was actually, the problem was not in the time when I took them, but when I stopped.
Ah.
So my body was no more able to produce enough, what it calls cortisone or something like this. So I was a year total in pain. And then my stomach and colon system was breaking down. So I got Crohn's disease 12 years ago. And I was almost dying. So I lost 80% of my blood and 45 pounds in 6 weeks.
Wow.
So when I came in the hospital, the first thing they do, you come in an emergency room, the first thing they do, they take blood from you. So they sucked me out. So I fall unconscious. So when I wake up, I was in a, what it calls the...
coma? No?
Not coma. No, when I wake up, then I cannot be in a coma. But what I mean is like...
that's right.
Right?
You're
right. Yeah, so what I mean is like when I wake up in the it's not emergency room, it's intensive care.
Intensive care.
I had both arms a dropper with blood. So they was trying to get blood in back of me. So I had 8 blood transfusion. And I needed a couple of years to survive, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Then they put me on tons of meds, and I decided in the hospital already after 7 weeks I have to go a different way because the meds will kill me.
Yeah. When you say you have Crohn's disease, that's down in the small intestine, is that right? Small intestine or large?
Oh, I had it all. No. That's colitis.
Colitis.
Pretty much. Huh. Yeah. So, but Crohn's disease goes from here to the end.
Oh, from the mouth all the way down.
Yeah. So it's not, it's the whole body. So, but I know today it's based on mainly on emotional stress.
Yes.
And also on candida.
Candida?
So, huh. Yeah. So candida causes a lot of problems in the body. Yeah.
And is it these, the tissues get inflamed, Andreas? And,
oh. Yes. So what I lost was actually the inner layer. So my skin inside was like leather. There was like raw meat. So everything was bleeding. So and it's a process. So it's not overnight. So but I was like kind of thinking I get it fixed by myself, uh-huh. But it wasn't. So on after I am. So when I came in hospital, I was pretty much dead. Yeah.
And that's how you became introduced to some really good finely pressed oils. And that started you on the whole oil thing.
Yes. So a friend of mine, he was an engineer. He had a little press and he brought me flaxseed oil. So I started with flaxseed.
Yeah.
And it was helping me to get rid of all my meds in 3 months.
Wow.
So the main problem was not the... was the prednisone, you know, the cortisone stuff?
Yes, sir.
Because your body is not producing anymore when you take prednisone. When you take cortisone, your body is not producing cortisone anymore. So, and it causes when you get it off. I was kind of a little bit too fast. So I just want to get off this stuff. So I stopped a little bit too fast with it. So I had pain. I had a lot of pain.
A lot of pain.
Yeah.
So when you have that Crohn's, does it hurt all over? Just a burning all over?
Oh, yeah. It's like you have all a couple of minutes, you have like a cramps, you have pain, really pain. So every time when your colon is working, it starts to it's really painful.
Really painful, right.
You can do absolutely nothing. You are so tired all day, all night. You cannot sleep in the night because of the pain, and even in the daytime, you lay around and you just try to find out what it is. And you feel always warm.
Yeah,
it's a kind of infection.
Mm-hmm.
So that's so like a small high. You know, the temperature is a little bit higher.
Yes, sir.
So and you feeling also cold very much. So it's really bad. I don't wish this on anybody.
And this friend had a little press and started just pressing some real fresh flax oil.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Did how much did you take? And how long was it?
I was not taking much. It's not important how. It's of course you can take pretty good, but it's that. The important is that you take it continuously.
I see.
So the body is always getting good stuff in because the body can only process a certain amount.
Right.
So, and the rest goes through. So, but if you take it continuously, you have pretty much the effect of flaxseed is a very high anti-inflammation oil. If you have the right one, that's important.
Well, the way you make it's the right. So that's what really got you started with the oils when you saw. Do you have any idea? Can you explain to us how this particular oil really start to turn around the whole Crohn's? Did it just heal?
It was not turning around the Crohn's.
No.
It started to help me to get rid of the medication.
Ah.
Started to help me to feeling a little bit better, but it was not healing because the candida was still there. So what I tried to find out over years was what is the killer for the candida. So when I found a couple of oils, what I'm finally pressing now every day pretty much, it's the coriander seed oil and it's the black cumin seed oil.
The coriander and black cumin, That
and
goes
also
after
black sesame.
So when we talk about candida, Andreas, isn't candida, though, necessary? It's part of our body, right? It's just an overgrowth?
Yes, absolutely.
Uh-huh.
But the problem is when you take antibiotics, so and I took it twice a year in my sports career because I was always sick. I had something because when you train as a gymnast, you train every day on limit. So your body has, if something coming, you take it.
Yeah.
It's a normal thing. So you cannot do anything. So twice a year I get antibiotics. So, but I never was preparing for it like with probiotics. So what the antibiotics is doing is killing everything, but it's not killing the candida.
Ah.
So which means the candida can overgrow. So it starts to go higher and higher and higher, and it goes finally in your bloodstream. It goes even in the brain. It goes everywhere. So and there's, I don't know how many types. I heard 20 different types of candida. So you have very aggressive ones, and you have like kind of small ones. So but generally, we all have candida, of course.
Yeah. So how does taking these three oils, coriander, black cumin, and black... Black sesame. These three, how does it know? Does it just help balance out the candida, or what's your opinion on how it works?
Yeah, it's balancing. Exact. So it's a natural way to get rid of candida, but it's a process. It's not like you can feel it probably when your candida is very.
Right.
Or when you have blood candida, then it can happen that you feel tingling in your whole body in the beginning. So it's a process, definitely. So to get a quick result, you take the coriander. But the coriander doesn't take care of right away to get rid of everything or something like this. We need candida, so we have like... I heard about 80% good bacteria, 20% bad. So it's the immune system.
Mm-hmm.
So the immune system can work the right way. But if the bad stuff takes over, then you're in trouble. Mm-hmm. And then you get inflamed, your body gets inflamed. Inflammation means aging. So there's a lot of things going on.
If our listeners wanted to try these three oils, say they know that they have an overgrowth of candida. Well, how much would they have to take to be effective and just take it every day?
The thing is, I invented 10 years ago, almost 10 years ago, a total new press, which is able to process the seeds without any grinding.
That's great.
Which means there's no oxidation in the oils. They have zero oxidation and they are high in energy. And I just heard this interview short before. There was Dr. Francis Raymond, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I know. I like him very much. So I hear a lot. I read a lot. And he's very right. So the thing is energy, supplements, energy. Mm-hmm. This is what the body needs to take care of other problems. If it is EMF, if it is other things, electromagnetic fields, etc. So what we have is a high frequency oils They are so high in any energy compared to any other food on the market. So think about it. You go in a store, you buy some food. You don't know how old it is. You don't know when it was, if you're looking for fruits, you don't know they was ripening afterwards, how old they are. There's no energy anymore. So the problem is we need frequency, we need information in the body, the right information in the body. If you give the body the wrong information, the body will change. So, and I agree with Dr. Francis Raymond, for example, he says there's no disease. I don't see it as disease. The body gives us symptoms. Mm-hmm. So in those symptoms, when we go by the symptoms, we actually can find out ourselves. We don't need the doctor to find out here's something wrong, I have to change something. So, and there's good books, there's good, like he was writing a lot nice books, like Never Fear Cancer Again, etc. So I like all this stuff. And I'm kind of, what I call it, I was always swimming against the stream. It doesn't matter what I'm doing. So it's always like, you know, you don't become Olympic champion when you do everything the same like all the other ones are doing.
Yeah.
So you have to do something different. So, and I always did something different. And this process what I have is a total different as anything on the market. So, and it makes it so nicely. We have even, and I have a scientist in San Diego. He got my oils a couple of years ago, and he was so excited. He said, this oil has the highest energy level of any food in the world. He tested everything. And he said, only colostrum comes close to it.
Mm, yeah. So you're able... This is so exciting. We think colostrum is an amazing food. Yeah. So you're able to process, get these oils out of all these different seeds, even the tiny coriander seed, without heat, without very little friction?
Yeah.
Wow.
The heat actually is not the problem. There are some studies out there that mm-hmm. doesn't as the heat, it's the grinding.
It's a grinding.
The grinding part. So when you grind seeds, what it's doing, friction, heat. So you push actually oxygen into the oil. So the most presses in the world called expeller presses.
Right.
They have nothing else as the oil comes out already rancid. It's done. Don't take it.
When they do it. So, when they do the process, it comes out rancid.
Yeah, it's already rancid.
Wow.
Yeah. It's destroyed.
Just when because you grind, of the grinding, change. Andres, because the way they grind it and mix it together, it just causes an oxidation.
It's not just the oxidation, but you change the molecular structure, so the body is not able to read it.
Wow.
The thing is, our body, our DNA needs information. So everything what we put in has to break down so far that our body can read it. You get me?
Yes, sir.
What I mean?
Yes, sir.
So the smaller you are in your particles, in what you're taking in your mouth or what you food, your body has to break it down. So the oil is actually the perfect food because it's already in liquid form. So we have 100% bioavailability and it takes all the energy. I have people, customers over years, they say they still feel the whole power. If they are 3 days out, I get emergency calls sent over. So it's really funny sometimes. Yeah. So, but the thing is always you miss it only when it's not there anymore. You know what I mean? So for me, it was important to find something what makes a difference. So what is not just helping me, but also other people. So, and we have, I have 8 different oils now.
8?
Actually 9.
Yeah, wow.
9. One new, you get this, the green one?
Yeah, you sent me, he sent me the new high CBD oil, right? And we're going to talk about that and how he makes this one. And boy, folks, where do you chase this one? This is like... Man, there's something going on with this product. I can tell it. Okay, Andres Wecker is here. If you have a question, about his oils, about his life, and all the things that he's been researching, please join us. 888-663-6386. Email patrick@oneradionetwork.com. All of the oils are in our store, and you can learn more about them. We'll talk about black cumin. It's a pretty amazing thing. I just ordered some coriander and some of the, I think the hemp. Yeah, the hemp oil that I got in the mail yesterday. Good job. And love the coriander. Wow, it's just an amazing thing. So it's in our store if you'd like to try some of Andreas oils. Here's a really cool little product you can take internally and also brush your teeth with it that we're just bonkers about. It's just, this lady's cool. Dr. Ruolin Zhu, a PhD quantum physicist, and using real pearls in this product. Previously, we talked with Dr. Ruolin Zhu about using pearlseum on your teeth.
You have to experience it. Believe it.
Yeah, you do. That's what I've been saying to my listeners. I keep saying, can't even explain this. Just buy it. Just click on it, buy some. Trust me. Just trust me. And you're going to like the way your teeth look. That's what I keep telling.
Dentists, they did an experiment on their clients, and they literally prove, and they literally show the picture every day. You know, when they take it in a few days, their tooth literally become, like you said, like a pearl, and it looks so beautiful and really white and shiny. Yeah, it really works, and it's also scientifically proven by the experiment. And he literally proved it is not only good for your teeth, he also proved it's also good for your gum.
Try some of this pearlseum. I think you're going to love it. You can try it internally as well. Helps with sleep. Great way to get absorbable calcium, and also on your face. You'll see the green ad there, the beautiful green container. Get the capsules or the powder. Pearlseum. Click and order. OneRadioNetwork.com. It's in a pot. It's just so fun. You know, I'm just a great tooth monster. I've always taken good and nice. And I've just always been attractive, you know, to real nice kind of pearly kind of white teeth. I don't know. It's just a tooth karma I've got. And it's just amazing. Try this. Just trust me on this, baby. Use your old toothpaste if you want. I don't even know if you have to. And we're using the chlorine dioxide, that closest thing, and then this. And it's really amazing for your teeth. And then you can take it internally, too. And it's not just calcium. There is magnesium in there, other minerals. There's proteins. So these are pearls that she's figured out a way similar to Andreas, how to process this like he does his oils. But she's doing the pearls in a powder that retains its crystalline structure. And so it retains all the magic. And I don't know if you know or not, but I'll let you know, Ayurveda medicine and Chinese medicine going back thousands of years, pearl is one of the go-to things for health and beauty, especially beauty for the teeth and for the face. And, the Egyptians and all these people used to take pearls, you know, for the lady's skin. And you mix the pearl calcium in pearlseum. You can put it in some of your face cream, too, and put on your face cream. I've been playing with that. So it's really cool. Pearlseum, OneRadioNetwork.com. Our rebounder is still on sale. And if you'd like to get a rebounder, email me, and I'll work out a good price for you. We have $299 for the half-fold or $339 for the ultimate rebounder on sale, I think, for the next, through the month of August. And you won't get the exercise that Andreas got working on the high bar, but you'll jump around like a nut and you'll have a good time. It's a beautiful thing. The Rebounder, lifetime warranty, reboundair.com. We're with Andreas Recker and his Andreas oils. You know, the coriander that I got in my bottle yesterday, I just love this product, the way it tastes. And I'm thinking, coriander is just cilantro, so Andreas, this could be a very, very good thing to help detox heavy metals out of the body?
Yeah, actually, it's the only coriander seed oil which is pressed, so no other press can do the job. What if you can overdose, by the way? Yeah. So that's pretty much the only one you can overdose, because, and the pumpkin a little bit, because of the zinc. Oh. But it's just the beginning, so you have to be careful, because it takes out heavy metal in the brain.
Yes. How many drops would you have the coriander? How many drops do you usually recommend people start with?
It depends on how sensitive you are. Uh-huh. So you can go start, I would start like with 5 drops.
Uh-huh.
And then you can increase it finally, I would say like a 2 dropper.
Wow.
Per day or twice a day. Or half a dropper. I don't think you need this much. Some people, they love it. They take it almost, yeah. One dropper, 2 drops, droppers per day.
Is there real science that shows it'll take it out of the brain, the coriander?
No, but there's science. There was a study in Portugal, and you can go online, look up, and they used not the pressed one, they used the essential oil.
Oh.
Of coriander. Yeah. So that's the only other oil on the market for coriander you can buy.
Mm-hmm.
But my one is more natural, in a natural way, and is doing the job much, much stronger. The thing is, they tested with a 1.6, 1.6% liquid, and they figured out it was killing pretty much everything. So it was taking care of bacteria, viruses,
really?
Fungus, everything.
Oh, that's why it's part of the candida thing, because of the fungus.
Exact. So it's also killing E. coli and salmonella. So when you have like a food poisoning, so I have always, like when I go in a restaurant, you never know, you know.
Right.
I have always a bottle in my car.
Hmm.
So when I feel something, I just get a couple drops and 10 minutes later, I'm fine. It takes really care. I have a lot of people that they just take it for this.
It must take a tremendous amount of coriander seeds to make that oil.
Yeah.
I mean, just my, wow.
Yeah, they're very light.
Yeah.
There's almost nothing in. It comes by the drops, so we need a long, long time to press it. Absolutely.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
But it's a very high, powerful oil what takes care of a lot of things.
Andreas oils are all in Myron glass, right, Andreas?
Yes. That was my first thing when I pressed the first time good oils. I thought, oh, now I need a good bottle to keep it. Yeah.
Well, that's the way you Germans think, man. You just guys don't, you don't quit, do you? Until you have,
we never stop. Exactly. We never
stop. You don't stop. You just keep going until you engineer it. Like,
make
you know. Yeah. That's why you guys make some pretty good cars over there. You know, the German cars.
I think so too. Yeah.
So talk about the black cumin seed. I mean, you can Google black cumin seed, and yours is like, poo. I mean, amazing. You can just taste the spiciness of it. And black cumin seeds are pretty miraculous oil, isn't it?
Yeah, scientists found out black cumin seed themselves has about, or black cumin oil, has over 100 different types of chemical structures. So they don't even know exact what they do.
Yeah.
So, and pharmacy is trying to figure out what they can help or what they, you know, isolate.
Sure.
The problem is, if you isolate something or you take something out and you just put this one thing in your body, the body cannot read it. It's like always like information,
right,
reading,
right.
Nanotechnology and all this stuff, what you actually call it. But I think the completeness of the seed, of the oil, this is the important part. So, and the black cumin oil is fantastic. So it's mind-boggling, absolute mind-boggling. Mm-hmm. I hear so many wonderful, miraculous healing stories from my customers.
Just on the top of the list, what kind of things has been studied over the years that black cumin seed oil does for the body, as far as these things we call diseases? I mean, and this is not making claims. This has just been out there for a long time, right?
Studies, hundreds of studies alone on cancer.
Cancer.
For example, there's almost over 600 studies on cancer.
Wow.
So it's proving his effectiveness.
Hmm.
Effectiveness. Hmm. So, and then also you have diabetes. So there's you have two types, right? One and two.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, was it two? Which one is it I think it's two. Diabetes two. Where your beta cells was dead, so your body is not producing beta cells anymore.
Oh, that'd be one where you have to take insulin. Yeah.
Oh, it's the one.
Yeah, the one. Yeah, they call it the one.
Okay. The thing is, there's studies out there that when you take enough flaxseed oil and black cumin oil, you can actually reverse this thing and come back up to about 20%. And 20% beta cells is enough to get your insulin, get enough insulin in your body.
Really?
So
black cumin and flax.
There's studies out there all over the place. Even
done.
The Indian government made a lot of studies. They want to work together with me. So they're very interested into making some studies.
On the black cumin and the flax for diabetes?
Yeah.
Yeah. Boy, I'd love to see those. I have a nephew-in-law, I guess that's what he is, married to my niece, who's been a type 1, and he has a little pump strapped around his body, you know. He's always on it.
I hate to see this all the time.
It breaks my heart when I see
suffering.
Him. Yeah. Boy, if you ever come across any of those studies, I'd love to see him and send it to him, and maybe we could, you know, have him try it, right?
I have tons of doctors right now. They want to start with it, so they want to try it, try things out. So we're probably hearing very soon results. So I don't know how long it takes. I think it depends also on which stadium you are. If the body is complete dead or whatever, you know what I mean?
I wonder why we're hearing so many negative things about flax oil. You know, it's too much this, too much six. I mean, it's all over the place now. But do you suppose it's just because they're talking about the stuff that they're testing or they're trying, that it's not the same? I mean, you can't compare flax oil in the health food store to yours. There's no comparison.
No, there's no competition. So the thing is the process. Like I said, if you get a poison, you can poison yourself with an oxidized oil.
Yeah.
It's not helping you at all. So it's actually makes it worse. So your body gets more inflamed. Your body gets actually... you poison, but the cell has a double layer of fat.
Yeah.
Every cell. So if you feed the wrong fat to your cells, what do you think is happening? The cell starts to change, right?
Yeah.
So, and that's the problem. So it depends always on the information you give your body. So if you give the right fat in your body, like Dr. Francis Raymond says too, you need oil to reverse, for example, disease. Hmm. You can reverse disease with oils.
Properly made.
I saw it by myself. I was really sick. I had really tons of problems. And as a gymnast anyway, when you do it so long. But I reverse everything. And I'm back in shape. So
You look good, boy. You look great.
Yeah. So I'm feeling good. I'm healthy. I'm eating healthy, and I'm taking care of myself. I think that's very important, that we take the responsibility about our body is in our hand and not in the doctor's hand. Yeah. That's my belief.
Yeah, good for you. What if our listeners are feeling generally pretty good, not a lot of things going on, they're taking care of themselves? What oils would you recommend out of our store that they could start and just try to take some every day?
I would say a good thing, good start, is the flaxseed and the 5-seed plant.
Okay, the flax and the 5-seed. And what are the 5-seeds? Which ones are in the 5?
The 5-seed has sunflower, flaxseed, pumpkin, black sesame, and coriander. It's a very nice, also very nice tasting oil.
That's a nice combination. Just a teaspoon or so a day would be good for them?
Like two teaspoons is total enough. You get a lot of energy off it. So the body is detoxing, of course. My oils, they are all detoxing the body, but in a nicely way. It's not like detox where you lay down and be tired. It's the opposite way. So you get the detox, but you still have the energy.
Hmm. Do you still take a lot of your oils every day today, to this day?
Yeah, that's my life.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you take a little bit of each one or just play along with them?
No, I stay most of the time. I have them all in a row in my closet. And then I stay in the morning, what I need. So I'm asking myself what I need.
Which one you need.
I'm not taking everything every day. So it depends on what my body's asking for. Mm-hmm. So it's...
From time to time, you come across folks who are diagnosed with high PSA levels and, you know, that whole thing with the prostate. And I'm always kind of suggesting maybe the pumpkin seed, your pumpkin seed.
Oh, pumpkin.
Well, that would be, that's a pretty good choice, right, for prostate stuff?
Amazing, amazing. Believe me, for men, that's the oil you want to go with.
Yeah. Is it the zinc?
Is it
the zinc and the pumpkin seed the reason?
Yeah. But it's a combination of everything, because pumpkin seed oil is one of the three most, or the three, what it calls, with minerals, vitamins, the combination of food, actually.
Vitamins, minerals, and amino acids, or I'm not sure.
You have the perfect, this is really the best for men, believe me.
Pumpkin seed oil, yeah.
Also, to bring up your free testosterone.
Oh, really? Good.
Yeah. If you get enough zinc in your body, the body is producing more free testosterone. When your prostate and everything is working nicely, you know what I mean?
Sure. Here's one from a lady. She wants to know, can your oils be used on the skin? And if so, which one?
Yeah, all the time.
Yeah.
That's what I'm doing all the time.
On your face?
My oils everywhere, yeah.
Everywhere. Does it matter which one?
It doesn't matter. It's fun sometimes when I see my workers, they get some oil on their hands and they start right away to
rubbing all in their arms and everything.
Yeah. So it's really funny. Yeah. No, it's a natural thing, right?
Sure.
Oil, if you have good oil and you put it on your skin, you can feel it. It's a big difference. And my oil is structured, which means it's more liquid, which means it's going very, very nicely in the skin. So it's not like a layer, you know, like massage oils or whatever they use, what stays on.
It soaks in.
So it's not making you like feeling like something is blocking, so it goes straight in the skin. So you can see and you can tell the difference.
When you say structured, is it structured because of the unique press that you have?
Yeah, it's the process, because I don't touch anything like how we call it, to the grinding. When you grind, you push the cluster together in an oil. So I don't do this. So I just squeeze them out in the front, and it's a really amazing process.
Do I recall that you actually said, did I hear this or dream this, that you figured out a way how to not drop the shell of the particular seed or the skin or whatever it is in the oil itself, like it is generally when you just grind it up like most oils? Is that correct?
Yeah, there is no, when you don't have grind, you don't have any particles in there.
And no particles, wow.
Yeah, so what we're doing, we don't filter. Filtration is destroying, it's another thing, or another way to destroy the oil, so I don't filter.
You don't filter.
It was one of my first thing, what I figured out, if you filter, you destroy the oils anyway. Because filtration means pressure, high pressure. They call it filter press.
Yeah.
Call it the filter press. So they have like 20 tons, and then you press it to a membrane. So, and what it's doing, you push, and you push all the cluster together. And then it goes to a membrane, and it has just very small, holes.
Mm-hmm.
And then it comes out on the other side, and it gets exploding.
Wow.
You get me?
Yeah,
it's exploding. So in this moment, the whole information what you had before in the oils, what can help you, is totally destroyed
by the traditional.
So how can this oil help you when the information is missing?
And that's really key. You keep going back to that, and I know you're onto something. Our DNA, our cells, as Mr. Raymond said, and David Wolf said years ago, it's just information, right? It's information, and if the information is destroyed, right, then your body doesn't get it. Just doesn't get it.
Exactly. So on the food today, look, the fields, they don't have the right minerals anymore. So they have to add. If a soil doesn't have the minerals, what you expect from the food, and it's growing, you don't get the minerals in your body. So you need those trace minerals, but you don't get it from water. So people thinking, if I drink mineral water, I get my minerals. Yeah, but they don't think the second thought, because the minerals in the waters are anaerobic, so which means they are not available for the body. But they stuck up in the body.
Here's an email from Steve. Please ask Andreas, is it more therapeutically effective to take his oils alone or with foods?
It doesn't matter, pretty much.
Doesn't matter.
Because it's food. It's also food.
Mm-hmm.
So the good thing is when you eat something, I would add some oils. So what I'm doing, for example, I'm using the sunflower oil. It's the best cooking oil in the world. Believe me, this stuff is so amazing. Mm. It's not burning. The colder you press, the higher the energy, the higher the temperature you can cook with. So, but I'm using just the sunflower seed oil for cooking. So everything else, I would try maybe the black sesame too. Black sesame is also a high temperature oil. You can use it for frying things.
I'll be done.
And it's very famous in the Asian kitchen anyway. Yeah, so we have some gourmet chefs. They like to or they try it, and it was amazed about the quality, the difference between what they actually use and the one what they can actually get.
Especially if you're going to do a little bit of the sesame or something on a top, you know, just to top it off, top off of a little food.
Pumpkin oil.
Phew, man.
Oh, my goodness.
The taste, folks, you've never tasted oils like this. Never tasted oils. And, I mean, you can just feel it and feel that the way he makes them are just cool. Andreas Wecker is with us. All of these oils in our store. Please click an order and you'll have a good time with them. So let's talk about, well, we have some emails. Let me just do a couple more emails and then we're going to. Can you ask your guest what he thinks about wheat germ oil? I've heard that it's great for the brain. Wheat germ oil.
Wheat germ oil.
Wheat germ
oil. You know, I get probably 2 or 3 emails per week where people are telling me what nice seeds are, what I should press and everything. The 8 oils what I have right now, it's of course a start, kind of, but I do this since 10 years now, and I'm really healthy compared to many other things, people in my age.
Uh-huh.
And so the thing for me is, what is it saying? Never change a winning team, right? Or don't repair if it's not broken. Right.
Or don't take advice from someone unless they're getting the results that you want. That's my favorite one.
Exactly. The thing is, I can press everything. So, but is it necessary to press everything? That's the question for me.
Yeah.
So there's future-wise, we have a couple of things we want to try out. And if it's working, it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But we have right now also this new one, which is CBD.
CBD oil, yeah.
The hemp. Because I think when we're born, we have those CBD receptors, or not when we're born. The body in general comes in the world with CBD receptors.
Yes.
So why is the pharmacy so against it? Hmm. You know what I mean? So because it's helping.
So let's talk about that. CBD is a component of hemp that is a different health benefiting matrix than the THC, correct? The THC has its own properties and sometimes is actually good to take. There are people, right, take high THC for cancer and stuff like that.
Yeah, but I think the combination, the THC, people looking for THC mainly to get stoned, to forget things, you know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
But they are not available anymore here.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, it's important to help people with really issues. So any brain issues, skin issues, cancer, whatever it is, the CBD is the cannabinoids. And it's very important for our body to get in. So pain, for example, pain is cause the body. Many people, I think I just saw yesterday a short documentary about it. I think 10,000 or 40,000 people in the United States dying on those opioids. So, but CBD is doing the same job, but you are not getting addicted to. It's not like a drug. So, but THC had those psychoactive. So there's some THC in there. You have THC, THCA. So the thing is, the question is, the body needs it. Both the cannabinoids, the CBD and the THC, but the THC in higher form, what many people say is important for cancer, etc. I don't believe this.
Yeah.
So my intention is to, we have so much, you will not believe this, what our CBD can do is crazy, absolutely crazy right now. We have tons of calls and people going nuts for, because that's the only CBD which is cold pressed.
Cold pressed.
Yeah. No other CBD on the market what is cold pressed.
And so it's called Apex. It's called Apex, right? Apex.
Exactly. Yeah. Apex. Mm-hmm. Apex sample.
So when you say cold pressed, talk about the process. And you're using the whole plant, the whole hemp plant?
Exactly. So the thing is, there's a lot they call it the full spectrum, and what they do is actually there's some different types of extraction. So you have alcohol extraction, butane extraction, CO2 extraction, supercritical extraction, and so never ending story. The problem is, if you get all the stuff out afterwards, you have to process it many times to get the CBD under control. So the thing is, you have solvents in there. You, for example, alcohol. You never get it out. If you want to get it out, you have to heat it up. But if you heat it up, you release the THC. So many of those isolates, or what they call it, they still have this THC. So people going for this isolate, they're looking for high numbers of the milligrams, but it's not necessarily, you don't need high milligrams. People going for the milligrams, they think it's helping them more. The problem is, when you put at the same time where you put the CBD and also alcohol or butane or those solvents, the receptors, they get this in a beginning, but then they close.
Ah.
So you have just in the beginning a little bit effect, but on long term, you will not have this anymore.
So the alcohol and the process closes the receptors.
Exactly.
Wow, the CBD receptors. That's interesting.
Exactly. So, and that's what we figured out.
How did you figure that out?
Oh, it's a typical thing. So people telling me all the time, yeah, I took CBD oil and it was working in the beginning, but then it stopped. So I had to stop it.
Mm-hmm.
And they get also stoned.
Yeah, you get stoned. Yeah.
You see.
It's so interesting.
You don't want to be stoned, but you want to have the effect from the hemp.
Right. It's so interesting. There's so many CBD oils out there. And
oh, yeah.
I think theoretically, it doesn't have to be 0.003% THC to sell it legally. Is that right?
No, 0.3. It's the federal.
That's a federal thing. 0.3. So I've tried a lot of them. People have sent me some, and I'm really sensitive. And I got stoned on that stuff. So
yeah.
I'm thinking, like, what's going on here? And I guess it's because they're heated.
Yeah. Huh. Afterwards, they have to process it to get all the stuff out, but they don't get it out anyway. There's no way to get it out. So in our case, there was many people came to me and was asking, can you press marijuana? Can you press cannabis? Can you press this? Can you press? I said, bring me the green and we figure out. We create the. So and then finally, I found two guys, my new partners, and we have a lot of fun with it. And the thing is, we started with a couple of recipes. So what we're doing, we're using the hemp seeds with the shell we got here in Oregon. Mm-hmm. We have an organic farm we're working with. We got the green, we got the flowers, we got the buds, right? We got the leaves. So it's a combination. So we grind this down, mix it with seeds. It's on the way to get patent on the recipe. We're using different types of seeds in combination in a different amount. We mix it and we press it. It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. If you take it straight from the press, you feel it in seconds.
And
it's hitting you in
seconds.
And you
can do it without. Now, you used the term grind, but I thought you said grind puts heat there.
No. The grinding is just to
mix them all together.
No, to get the butts smaller.
Oh, okay.
It's not grinding like a press. Mm-hmm. It's a twisting thing.
I see.
So and we just zzz, and grinding it down. So in the future we will invent a couple other things. We have tons of ideas. Believe me, this stuff is unbelievable. It's really.
Yeah.
And you got the bottle.
I can take this stuff. And I don't feel.
To take it.
Yeah, I don't feel any euphoric kind of stuff from it, you know. And I've actually given a couple drops to my dog too. I figure why not?
Oh yeah. We have also dog treats, by the way.
Also what?
The dog treats.
You have dog treats?
We have dog treats, we have lotion, we have bath bombs, we have soap, we have the protein powder, actually, with the CBD.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I'd like to try that.
Oh, yeah. It's the only protein powder or hemp protein powder which has CBD. There's another company out there. They try hard. But our stuff is working so amazingly because you get everything you want. And our products are so clean and pure and tasty, and it's really unbelievable. It's really cool.
This is real green too. You can see it, isn't it? Just real green.
Yeah. Green. Oh. When you smell it, it's like pot.
Yeah, it smells like pot.
It's like weed.
It's hilarious. You know, open.
Wow. I have a lot. Yeah. But this is what people like, you know. So you have also a little bite in the back.
Yeah.
So that's the CBD.
That's the CBD.
It's kicking in.
So yeah. A CBD, who knows? Because it's fairly new. What, 10 years or 15 years they've been playing with it. The high CBD oil, there's no telling what kind of good benefits it can be for the body. I mean, we're really on the frontier of this, right?
Oh, not really. Not really. There's a lot. The Germans did they do this for hundreds of years.
No, CBD, really? The Germans?
Oh, yeah. Hemp was, has a long history in Germany, believe me. So the problem is... that many doctors don't believe in it because they say, oh, no, so and so. We have I just want to tell you one thing. We had one, we sponsor one family, their kid or their son, I think. He had 100 seizures per day.
100 seizures?
So think about it, how the parents must be.
Yeah.
God. They are total in stress, they are total... You know, everything, the whole nine yards, they're totally exhausted every day. Mm-hmm. Because every day it can happen that the son dies, right? Mm-hmm. So, and we got him down to one per 2 weeks.
No, really?
Just
with the CBD, the Apex?
Yeah.
Wow.
So then also pain, inflammation, anxiety, depression. It's amazing. It's unbelievable what we get the results on our CBD. And it works every time. So people telling us that they kind of their brain is playing a game with them because they get rid of pain in a couple of minutes. So they think the pain should be there, but it isn't. So after a couple of minutes, you get rid of pain. So what we're looking for is pain is causing cortisone. You know, that the body is pushing out cortisone. Mm-hmm. The problem with cortisone is you're aging. There's some studies on it, inflammation, cortisone, aging, etc. So if you can eliminate this or reduce this over time, you're feeling better, you get energy back, you get, I mean, think about it, you go for... I was a gymnast. One of my partners was an MMA fighter, a very famous MMA fighter. You can believe me, they are in pain. We have a lot of MMA fighters now on our products, and they swear on it. They say they cannot live without it anymore. It's absolute mind-boggling.
Yeah. And Andreas Wecker's here. Andreas Seed Oils, the CBD he's talking about is Apex. Right? And now, so you went ahead and increased the CBD, increased the price, but you wanted to get more in a bottle?
The thing is, more in a bottle. Only 30 mil in a bottle.
But I mean, so, more the good stuff.
What I'm doing is actually I can increase the green, mm-hmm. and I got more. But believe me, we are right now the highest what we have right now is 1,200 milligram per 1 ounce. And if you take a full dropper, you fall to sleep.
So you do 1,200 milligrams per ounce?
Yeah, per ounce. So think about it. If you get an isolate, your body is maybe able to take off, for example, 5,000 milligrams.
Sure. Okay?
There's isolates out there. They have 5,000 milligrams. So you take a syringe, you take a drop, you get so and so much. But the body is only able to get like 2% of it. So 2% of 5,000 is 100 milligram. Mm-hmm. My oil has even if it has 300 milligrams, is still working because it has about 100 times more bioavailability as any other product on the market. Think about it. So we have 100% bioavailability. So with my oils, because it's pressed in combination with the right fat, it's transporting much faster in your body. You have the energy, you have the full power of the effect from the CBD in your body in minutes. It's there, it's available. So people, like I said, we have tons of people telling us how fast it works, and it works every time. Yeah, so it's not important to have big numbers. It's important the combination, the right fat in combination with the CBD.
Now the fat is in the plant, or do you add the fat to it? Some fat to it?
No, I don't have to add anything.
It's all right in the plant. Wow.
So what I'm doing is I'm pressing it with the hemp seeds. So I have a full plant, so it means it gives me the full structure, a full spectrum of the whole plant, and not just so the body is taking what he needs. You know, mm-hmm. when I have an isolate, I just have certain specific. It's like pharmacy when they create a product, they isolate one element of a plant, for example. Then they produce it and they create it in a chemical form, but it's not the same as when you take something natural.
Andreas, you live with the market. Go ahead. Yeah.
And our CBD oil. So our CBD oil is probably the most natural way to create a CBD oil.
Sounds like it. Now you live out in Oregon. That's a state. Medical marijuana is all totally legal and recreational?
No, not the medical. I'm not sure about this. I just heard that all the Chapos down in Los Angeles getting legal. So California was legalizing marijuana, but was going and blocking the CBD market.
Yeah.
So it's a kind of weird. Yeah. So all those Mexican drug dealers getting legal now.
Here's an email for you. Dr. William Wong and others have stated that every seed and seed oil is going to be estrogenic for humans, especially men that consume them. What does Andreas have to say about that?
What is estrogenic?
Estrogenic.
Oh, estrogenic.
Raising
estrogen
levels.
Yeah. No. The estrogen, the phytoestrogen is mainly in the flaxseed, but it's just in the shell. If you grind it, of course, you have a high phytoestrogen level in the lignans. You know the lignans?
Yes.
You heard about it?
Right.
So the thing is, those hormones are also necessary, but it doesn't need, if you press it the right way, you don't release it in the way, it's more balancing.
I see.
So the hormones get balanced. So I never had, like I said, like breast, you know, people saying, oh, if you take too much flaxseed, for example, you get breast as men. Or you get whatever, you know. So it's not going this way. I take this over 10 years and I take it in tons.
And you got you got muscles, so you definitely don't have too much estrogen.
That's what I mean. Yeah. So the testosterone goes up if you take the right pumpkin seed oil, for example. So the natural way to increase your free testosterone as a man, to lose weight, to get strong again, to feel good, you need the free estrogen, the free testosterone, and to lower down or bring down the estrogen. So there's some food you have to stay away from. For example, beans.
Beans.
For men, it's not good to take too much beans.
Soy.
Soy. So, and soy is anyway, I don't trust anymore. So I don't think there's any really organic soy on the market anymore. They're all GMO food. So I'm very carefully what I'm taking.
And what are the top oils that increase the testosterone levels in guys for guys?
It's the pumpkin.
The pumpkin.
Yeah, the pumpkin seed oil. So the pumpkin seed oil, I see it all over the place. People swear on us. They say, I have old people. There was one, he was 90 or is 91. He was going in the night like 10, 15 times in the restroom.
Ah.
And he was just 1 week on my pumpkin oil, and he was going one time.
I'll be darned. Yeah. So a lot of, that's a big one for guys. Yeah, big ones
so
for guys.
So prostate comes back in order and is producing. The thing is, you won't produce testosterone, because if you lose your testosterone level, the free testosterone, your body is actually, you know, men, you ever heard about men has also menopause?
Yeah.
Kind of.
Right. Kind of.
And I had it too a couple of years ago, and I felt really bad. So my moods was like going up and down. I thought, what is this getting here? So then I started to research. So since I take more pumpkin again, everything comes in balance. Of course, I make my workout now, what I didn't have in the past. So I'm feeling like, you know, like 20.
Yeah. Well, you look great. Yeah. A couple more, then we'll go. What is the benefit about the five seed oils, and how much do you need to take? Writes Katron. Katron.
Honestly, I have two guys, one in Netherlands and one in Belgium. They're working for the stock market, and they have to be very available 24/7. So take a bottle per day.
They're doing a bottle?
They drink one bottle per day.
That's crazy.
Yeah, they swear on it. They say that's the only thing that's helping.
Help them what? Yeah. Just stay alert and focus?
No. You get so much energy from this. The 5-C blend has so much energy for you. So if you take too much in the night, you will not sleep. You stay awake. So if you take too much, if you take the coriander after 6 p.m., you will not you stay the whole night. There's so much energy in this food. We had people, they called me on the third day and said they cannot sleep anymore. Yeah, so they have so much energy.
John says, I've been diagnosed with gastritis and have had some burning acid reflux and things like that. What would be the best oil for me to take?
Oh, like I said, I think a good start is the flaxseed and the 5-seed.
Flax and the 5.
Yeah, flax and 5. Yeah. For this, specific for this, I would say flaxseed and 5-seed will help.
Yeah. Well, man, this is great stuff. Good job. Really enjoy talking to you. And we're so honored to be able to promote your products in our store. Andreas Wecker, and he has all the products in the store. And you can try this new Apex. Is it Apex? Apex oil?
Apex hemp oil.
And then you also have then classic hemp oil too, right? Just pure hemp oil.
Yeah, that's what just comes from the seeds.
From the seeds.
But the CBD... There's not really CBD in the seeds,
right.
But you have it in the buds. So to get the CBD with the right oil, also from the structures, because the CBD, we spend almost $50,000 on. I will send you later a couple of laboratory tests, so that people can also see that I'm not making jokes here.
Sure,
we can prove what I say.
Every single
thing I say about my oils, I can prove. Okay, so we spent $50,000 just on a CBD oils in laboratory tests.
Just trying to figure it out. The other one is just hemp oil. I got some of that too. What is that generally? Anything particularly?
Oh, the hemp oil it's amazing. It has tons of protein. Has calcium, potassium, iron. So it's an rich oil. It's a very nutty, nice tasting oil. It can help you also to calm down a little bit with your brain. So it has a little bit CBD, but not this much. And I found out a good friend of mine is David Wolf. He told me he's also selling my oils.
That's great.
Yeah, so we came finally together after 8 months. But the good thing is he told me there is in the shell of the hemp seed, the normal hemp seeds, you know, when you buy it with a shell, they have carbon-60. You ever heard about it?
Oh yeah, we know carbon-60. Yeah.
So carbon-60 is in this oil too. So we have a combination out of good things.
But
really, really cool.
But I was thinking you don't put the shell of the seeds in there. Is that right?
Yeah, that's what we do. We're pressing the full seeds.
Oh, even for the hemp seeds, you actually put the whole thing in there. You don't keep the shells out like you do with the other oils.
No, the other oils, earlier we press it, just the hemp hearts.
Okay.
Because I got a source finally, because I was looking for the complete seed, because you want a complete food.
Right.
Don't want just the part, because the shell has a lot good information you want actually in your body. So what I was looking for was always like to find a local source for the hemp seeds to get it done, but it was not available till now. Now we found an organic farm here, and they are so awesome, those seeds, if you have them complete, and that's what we're doing.
So when you do the hemp, it's the whole seed. The whole seed is in there.
Yeah, I was ordering from Canada before, and hemp hearts.
Yeah.
If it goes over the borderline, they have to destroy this on the borderline.
Yes, sir.
So they're using microwaves or radiation. Just so that you cannot regrow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, and I don't want to deal with this problem, you know. So that's why I always ordered hemp hearts. But now I have a local source here in Oregon. It's like 3 hours away, and we pick up 500 pounds, and it's the best seed in the world. I mean, it's amazing.
Wow.
It's unbelievable.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, very good. Good job. And you're doing great. We appreciate our relationship. So thanks for being here, and let us know if we can help with anything. Yeah. Anything that you want to send as far as documents or studies and, you know, stuff
like
that.
Yeah. I sent you everything.
I can talk about. Yeah. I'll talk about it. Yeah.
I put a couple of things together for you and send it over.
Good.
No problem.
Good. Thanks so much. You're a good man. We'll talk to you real soon, okay?
Okay, Patrick.
Bye-bye. Take care. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Andreas Recker. Ah, man, you just love those German guys. They're just all over it, right? Just like every time I talk to a nice German fellow like that, it reminds me of Hulda Clark, right? She was a German lady, and she was so incredibly intent on doing the very best thing she could, and she just focus. It must be in the German DNA, huh? So all the seed oils are in our store on oneradionetwork.com. Try them and let us know how you like them. And you know, that Apex oil, it's a little pricey, but you know, think about the process that he goes through to get it. It's, you know, it costs a little bit, but boy, it's really, I think it's worth it. I've really been enjoying the little bottle he sent me. And Doodle, I've been giving her a couple drops it every day, too. And she likes it. And we don't get stoned. And we're crazy already, so we don't need to get stoned. So I love you guys and girls very much. I always say guys, because that means guys and girls. Thanks for everything. Thanks for your ongoing support. And see you tomorrow with Open Phone Friday. And may the blessings be.
From the Hill Country in Texas, this is OneRadioNetwork.com.